Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My girlfriend is 67 and has not had sex in 8 years. Until she met me, and for the first year or so, we had a great sex life. She bleeds after we've had sex. She has no cervix and had a hysterectomy and can't take hormones. What could cause her bleeding? We use a lubricant and are still very much wanting to be active. She burns and is raw after sex. Any ideas?
There are many reasons why a woman may experience vaginal bleeding during or after sex. Some of the reasons are due to vaginal dryness. Even if you're using a lubricant, your girlfriend may experience more chronic vaginal dryness as a result of her age, not taking hormones, and having had a hysterectomy. You didn't mention whether her doctor removed her ovaries as part of her hysterectomy or how old she was when she had her hysterectomy, but if her ovaries were removed at a younger age, that may mean that she's been without much estrogen for a very long time. Estrogen contributes to vaginal lubrication, and it also helps keep the vagina and vulva flexible and strong. Fortunately, there are some vaginal moisturizers that don't contain hormones. If your girlfriend is open to it, she might consider using a vaginal moisturizer a few times a week or as recommended by her healthcare provider to help maintain vaginal wetness and comfort. I would highly recommend that she check in with her healthcare provider for recommendations, as well as to make sure that there are no other identifiable causes of the bleeding that she's experiencing. As mentioned, the bleeding may be occurring as a result of vaginal dryness, which could make her more prone to developing small vaginal tears or cuts during sex. But it's also possible, though more rare, that more serious health issues, including cancer, is at the root of vaginal bleeding. As such, it is very important for her to check in with her healthcare provider and mention the vaginal bleeding. You and she can learn more about vaginal health and wellness, including the use of lubricants and moisturizers, in the V-Book, A Doctor's Guide to Complete Vulvovaginal Health.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My girlfriend had a previous partner that had a penis that was a lot larger than mine. My penis is 6 inches long. When we have sex, how do I know if I'm pleasing her?
Oh, the pressure that we give men related to their penis size is enough to break my heart. Seriously, though, men, if you haven't heard it before, let me tell you now. In all likelihood, your penis is enough to please another person. Will everyone in the world like it? Probably not. But not everyone in the world will like anything. As many women will tell you, bigger is not always better. There is only so much room inside a woman's vagina, anus, or mouth, and if a penis is longer or wider than is comfortable for a woman, then that can be really challenging for couples. Your penis, at 6 inches long, is on the long end of average. Given that many women enjoy sexual stimulation in the first few inches of their vagina, and often on the front wall, you have more than enough length to reach these parts of the vagina. Plus, sex is more than the size of a man's penis or a woman's vagina. Communication, relationship satisfaction, technique, an openness to exploration, and how two people feel about each other all have so much more to do with sexual satisfaction. If you're concerned about pleasing your girlfriend, consider talking to her about how crazy you are about her and how much you want to please her. Try to open up conversation in ways that encourage her to share with you what feels good to her or what she'd like to try. Together, you can explore ways of touching, kissing, and having sex that feel good to both of you and that can focus on what you both have rather than what you're worried about not having. Both The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex and The Guide to Getting It On are two books that you may find interesting as you try to learn more about each other's desires and pleasures. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.